This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Eric from SeaTac is. Eric, are you there?
I'm here.
Eric, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
I was not.
Oh,
that's okay.
All right. Hopefully that's not the decision maker. Well, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Eric has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When it comes to gaming, what does VR stand for?
Virtual reality.
Correct. Topaz is the birthstone for what month?
January.
No.
June.
No.
August.
No. What actor co-starred alongside Ryan Reynolds in the 2022 holiday movie Spirited?
Oh. Is it The Rock?
No.
Pass.
The first day of December lands on what day of the week this year?
Sorry, can you say that again?
The first day of December lands on what day of the week this year?
Sunday.
Yes. The three main characters in the Powerpuff Girls are Blossom, Bubbles, and who?
Pass.
How many U.S. states begin with the letter O?
One.
No.
Three.
Yes. Justin Herbert is the current quarterback for what NFL team?
Titans.
No.
Cowboys.
No.
Pass.
Eric, you got three correct. You know? Oh, yeah. Hey, I will say it was better than our contestant earlier this morning. Yeah. So there is an improvement.
All right. Here he comes.
And you never know. Steve could have his mind on all the Thanksgiving things he's going to eat, his weird candied yam thing he loves.
The crispy marshmallows on top.
So good.
Oh, it's interesting.
You guys are speaking my language.
Oh, boy.
Steve, are you ready?
I made bad choices. I got high.
Wait, no.
Okay.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to gaming, what does VR stand for?
Virtual reality.
You know it. Topaz is the birthstone for what month?
November.
Yes. What actor co-starred alongside Ryan Reynolds in the 2022 holiday movie Spirited?
Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling.
No. Oh, I wish.
I'm going to go with Anne Hathaway.
No.
Sarah Silverman.
No. The first day of December lands on what day of the week this year?
You okay over there?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I have to give you a Heimlich. I'm going to go Tuesday.
No.
Wednesday.
No.
Thursday.
No. The three main characters in the Powerpuff Girls are Blossom, Bubbles, and who?
Six.
No. What? What?
Blossom, the TV show, her friend was six.
That's true.
Oh.
It's a bad Blossom joke.
Is it an old show?
20 years ago, it would have been hilarious.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, pass.
Okay. How many U.S. states begin with the letter O?
Two.
No.
Three.
There we go. Justin Herbert is the current quarterback for what NFL team?
The Chargers.
Yes. Beginning with V, what fashion magazine is known for its September issue?
Vogue.
Wow. Yes.
Jeez. I don't know any other magazines that start with the letter V.
Wow. It's closer than I thought.
That I could say on the air.
Oh, whoa. But Steve, you got 5 correct, which is a win, 5-3. Sorry, Eric.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks.
Have a good one, my man.
You're welcome. If either of you were listening to the cheat sheet, you would know the actor that co-starred alongside Ryan Reynolds in the movie Spirited was...
Will Ferrell.
Yes. I still haven't seen it. I want to, but...
Oh, I just assumed this was like a rom-com or like some kind of like romantic movie that...
It sure isn't.
Will Ferrell, okay.
Yeah.
There's no romance between Will Ferrell and... Ryan Reynolds?
You're right. That was very ignorant of me to say.
Yeah.
There's a very good chance there might have been.
One that Eric did get correct. The first day of December lands on Sunday, which is legit this Sunday, you guys. So December's creeping up. The three main characters in Powerpuff Girls, I know, are Blossom, Bubbles, and...
Buttercup.
Yes.
Did you know that? Was that on the cheat sheet?
It was on the cheat sheet.
Okay.
It was, but I forgot for a sec, so I really thought you knew it. Well, congrats, Steve, on beating Eric.
We are so excited for the return of Live Night, and we will be at Showbox Soto on Friday, December 13th. Everything performed live from Beat Migs with our show to Big Dummy with the Men's Room. And tickets start at just $35. You can get them at KISW.com.
And we're hoping if we raise enough money for our Coach for Kids for, you know, with Operation Warm, that you'll jump up on stage, not only do the show, but also sing Father Christmas. And I have to say thank you to the Rockaholics who have been donating. We have a goal of hitting $6,900 by the end of today. Actually, by the end of the Men's Room. And if we hit that, you promised that we would sing. And where are we at now?
We're at $4,380.
So we can make this happen. And thanks to Rockaholics like Lynn Thompson, who joined the 69 Club. She donated $69. Larry Bimers, who donated $100. Timothy Allman, also $100. Big shout out to Nick Terrell. He donated $120. Those are a lot of coats for kids in need, which is awesome. $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need.
You can go over to KISW.com to make it so, Rockaholics.
And then join us at Live Night as Taryn Daly will be singing Father Christmas with us up on stage.
Nobody wants to hear that.
I do.
What band would you say got better when they replaced a member?
Ooh. I'm going to go with one that I think will make Danny happy.
What?
Green Day.
Yeah.
Once they got Trey Cool, I felt like that was the change of that band, man. I'm not that their other drummer was bad, but I think he's such an underrated drummer, and he just brought them to a whole other level.
My band is also a band that replaced their drummer. That would be Rush when they got Neil Peart.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, Nirvana.
Yeah.
I'm as much as I love Chad Channing, I mean, when you had Dave Grohl on the drums, it just added an oomph of power to them.
Well, the website AmericanSongwriter.com put together a very interesting list of 4 iconic rock band member replacements that not only did they fill these big shoes, but sometimes it took their bands to new heights. So who are they? You will find out after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
White Castle is being mocked online for a post they made on Instagram where they are claiming that their burgers make really good Thanksgiving stuffing.
Let's go.
And we have what they posted.
Did you know if you take original White Castle sliders with no pickle, cut or tear them into small pieces, add finely diced celery, black pepper, thyme, and sage, pour in chicken stock, and toss all of that together really well. Then spread it into a casserole dish and bake it at 350 degrees for 35 minutes or until done. You get the most unexpectedly delicious stuffing and the dish that will disappear first at your Thanksgiving gathering.
I'm watching the video right now, and I got to be honest with you. If I was still eating meat, I would eat the living hell out of this.
I agree that that looks like the dish of my dreams.
And at first, I'm like, is this an April Fool's joke? Just but apparently, like they're on. I mean, not that they're selling it this way, but they're truly encouraging people to turn it into stuffing.
I'm on board.
I will say that what was that commercial so wholesome though?
I know.
it's like country.
It's like White Castle for the Hallmark Channel.
I like it.
Well, many people mentioned in their comments that they quickly went to the comment section after this video was posted, and so did we, of course. So let's go straight to the comments.
Are you ready for? We sent this post to Jason, our production director. Said, reenact it however you want. Just to point out how people get worked up over silly stuff like White Castle encouraging people to chop up their burgers and turning it into stuffing. Are you ready for the first comment?
Give it to me.
It's not too late to take this down.
A lot of people are very angry about this.
Why?
I mean, probably joking angry, but still not happy with this decision.
I am thrilled that I have been enlightened.
So you would try it?
Absolutely, yes.
If only we had... I mean, you could get microwavable White Castles.
I thought about that, because they... I mean, do they sell them in, like, is it a freezer food that you... Yeah.
Most gas stations, I feel like it's in their freezer section.
I mean, I'm not going to knock it until I try it.
I have tried it. Honestly, I feel like the microwavable versions are pretty much, they taste almost exactly like the ones you get at the fast food place. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hello, 911. I'd like to report a crime.
Wow. Wow. You know what? It might be an acquired taste, but that person needs to acquire some taste.
I think it sounds kind of interesting, especially if there's like, you get the cheese, if you get the cheeseburger, not just the regular burger, but even with the regular burger, you got hamburger meat in there.
And their bread is so good.
Yeah, baby.
How do you delete someone else's video?
We're just not happy about this.
These people, I wonder
what's
the secret to your stuffing recipe?
But also, are you just anti-White Castle? And if so, why are you on White Castle social media pages? I'll never understand that.
This is why you do background checks on people who invited you to Thanksgiving.
Could you imagine if somebody showed up to your Thanksgiving? Like, let's just say someone shows up to your mom and dad's house, right? And they're just like, I brought a side, and it's White Castle stuffing. I feel like that would be the talk of the entire dinner.
I think I might start crying happy tears, honestly.
I feel like Brad would like it.
It's so beautiful.
We don't have enough restrooms for all of that.
Okay, now that's fair. That's very fair. That's the one thing.
Where is the nearest White Castle to here? Like, physically?
Besides the gas stations?
Besides the gas stations.
I don't know, Atlanta? I have no idea. I just remember getting it in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I remember when we had like the little market in our building, like in our actual office, like the Avanti Market. They had a little freezer section. They always had the White Castle burgers.
No kidding? How did I miss that?
And I remember talking to the guy who would always restock it. And he's like, yeah, we shockingly, people continue to buy them here, like, because no one else, I guess, in other places would. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. I buy these at least once a week. I love those things.
Man, I could go for some White Castle.
But that last one, like, that was the one thing about White Castle is whenever I would eat it, it would just wreck me.
Oh.
But I would still eat it.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Do you have any food like that where you're like, I don't care if it's going to wreck me, I'm still going to eat
Mostly
it?
Mostly just anything spicy.
Anything spicy, yeah.
Also, the closest looks like it's in Detroit.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah.
No. I don't know maps very Vegas, well, but I feel like...
Vegas. I found one in Nevada and Arizona.
Is Detroit closer to us than Atlanta?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Atlanta's hella far.
Also, it doesn't look like they have any Atlanta anymore.
Your face, Steve. He's like, I don't know where I am.
You know where I'm going this weekend, though?
Arizona.
Arizona, and they do have one in Phoenix now. I remember that.
Ooh.
I kind of want to go make this happen. I don't think I've ever had a White Castle.
Yep, so I said Vegas for sure.
Yeah!
You've never had White Castle?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you have to make a trip. And report back to us.
Okay, and eat them all. I'll just send you pictures of me passed out with White Castle stuff
in
over my
face. It's kind of a rite of passage.
Get the suitcase of Castle Burgers.
Ooh, okay, yes.
Have you ever had to pull a favor to get tickets to an event?
Ooh. I remember bugging our old boss, Sergeant Hair Club, if he could like make me his plus one for Temple of the Dog.
Oh, that's a good one.
And he did. And it was actually, that showed up on my Facebook memories. I'm like, I instantly thought, I'm like, that was so awesome that he took me to that because that was such a great show.
You should send him a thank you today.
All right, I'll text him.
All right. One iconic celebrity just shared that he had to do that for tickets that pretty much no one can get. You're going to hear who did it with What's Trending after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you are waking up and you're drinking your coffee and you're moving through the morning.
Slowly.
Very slowly. And then you try to figure out what is happening in the world around you. And that can be very intimidating because pop culture is crazy. So we're going to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Two turkeys from Minnesota, which we learned is the state with the most turkeys recently, thanks to BMIS. Two turkeys, Peach and Blossom, were spared from becoming Thanksgiving dinner after President Biden granted them a pardon, saving them from their destined fate this year. Here is the moment where the turkeys were pardoned.
Based on your temperament and commitment to being productive members of society, I hereby pardon Peach and Blossom.
This is the dumbest thing ever. Don't you guys think? Or am I alone in this?
It's a time-honored tradition, Steve.
Do you even know when it came from?
I do not know the origins of pardoning the turkeys.
It was just more, I was like, I saw a story about it. I'm like, man, I don't know what's done with this, the fact there's media covering it, or the fact that we're talking about it, but it's all just different levels of stupidity. There's rumors that it started back with Abraham Lincoln, who spared a bird from its demise at the urging of his son, Tad. And that's how it started. But then other people believe it actually started with Harry Truman. Back in 1947, he was trying to do a thing called Poultry-Less Thursdays to try and conserve different types of food after the World War II. And that had something to do with it as well. So that's where it all began.
When you said Harry, I literally thought you were going to say Harry Potter. And I was like, Steve, Harry Potter did not stop you from eating Thanksgiving turkeys.
Yes, he did. He did at Hogwarts. They never ate turkeys,
they
right?
They ate owls.
Yeah,
I got you.
Do you also know how long these turkeys live for after that happens? 2 weeks, then they actually cook them and make them into some turkey dinners.
Stop.
I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh, Steve.
They take them to some farm, and then they are like a petting farm for children so the kids can play with the turkeys. But they say they usually last about 2 years after that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know why I got curious about that, but that's exactly what's going
on
with the turkeys.
Peach and Blossom.
Peach and Blossom. I have at least 2 more years ahead of them. All right, so you think Dwayne The Rock Johnson can probably get concert tickets to whatever he wants. He's
sure.
The Rock, after all. Well, apparently there was one concert that made it very difficult. Now, granted, he wasn't trying to get it for himself. He was trying to get tickets for a buddy to go see Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are so hard to get. There's been like celebrities that said, I tried to get tickets. I couldn't make it happen. So The Rock had him. And the funny part is, I don't know if you know this about Taylor Swift, but she does have ties to the world of wrestling.
Of course.
Yes, because everything goes back to wrestling, Danny. So Jeff Jarrett's like this, not to get super, super nerdy too late. Jeff Jarrett's this wrestler guy who lived in like, where's she from? Taylor Swift, Tennessee?
Oh.
Nashville, I think.
Sure.
Where was she from? She was his kid's babysitter.
That's wild.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
Huh. It is all about wrestling.
It is. It always goes back to wrestling. So anyways, The Rock called a favor, and he was interviewed by Entertainment Weekly, and he talked about how he was able to get the tickets.
It's never happened in my career. Usually, I don't have to pull strings. Usually, I just make it happen.
Well, he wasn't able to make it happen this time around.
Flex.
Yeah, right? So then he found out that he had to get him for his buddy, and that's when he decided to get involved to get the tickets.
I'm never good at asking for that kind of stuff. I'm good at giving it. Hate asking for stuff. I don't do it. But in this case, made a little call. Taylor made it happen.
Taylor did make it happen, and he said the reason why? Because he's The Rock.
Of course she made it happen. I say, Tay-Tay, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? The Rock needs a pair of tickets to your show. You better not say no to The Rock, because I have this nice bottle of Teremana tequila. And if The Rock doesn't get tickets, here's what The Rock is going to do. The Rock is going to shine up this bottle up real nice, turn it sideways, and stick it straight up your candy ass. And good luck shaking that off, bitch. And Travis Kelce and the Chiefs, go Hawks.
I'm not sure if the last part was true or not, but this all came from Entertainment Weekly.
Sure.
100%. That was legitimately Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Yes, not a robot version.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Rock, a for alcoholics. How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a record of 337 wins, 103 losses, and 57 ties in 2024.
Bitch.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.